שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman.
שלום
יעל. Hello everyone. Hello יעל. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about how to deal with paralyzing pressure in times of pandemics. These are very non-simple times. We'd like to understand a bit better how can we go through this period and reach a new and better life. Be with us, Yael, please. Yael. Yeah, this is a period that causes people to feel very stressed. As a part of my work, I meet many people, and I see it practically happening in front of my very eyes. Some people, it really takes them apart. We're pressured by many factors. There is the health issues, economic issues. Socially wise, we see that something's going on. In short, there is a general distress, unrest, and our ship is really in stormy seas, and we have no idea how to bring things back into balance under the effect of this very powerful thing that's going on. I hear people talking about a historic change, tectonic plates moving beneath the surface, that things are really shaking up everything that people had up until now. And this has very severe implications. And today we'd like to ask for your help to understand how can we, with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah, find a calmer place from where we can look at things, where we could look at what's going on in reality in a bit more rational way. We know that there are many methods that try to calm people down, whether we're talking about drugs, sedatives, or if we're talking about different techniques like sports, exercising, guided imagination, and so on. And today we'd like to focus on the wisdom of Kabbalah as a method that can help a person find balance in this very stormy situation. So a basic question, why are we so restless? What's the cause? Dr. Lightman, I think that our work, our problem, is that we have no idea what we're facing. For the past dozens of years, we said that we are in a new era. We liked calling it a new world, new times, new generation. We gave the new generation different names in order to show that, yeah, we are already there. But we're not. We have no idea what does it mean to be in a new era, in a new generation. And so what follows is that for dozens of years, we resisted change. And the change is happening now. And now that it's happening, it's happening in a way that compels us, forces us. It's not that we're moving along with the changes, but we're continuing to resist the changes. We don't understand them. And these changes forcefully enter, like water. Probably you saw what happens in a tsunami, how water forcefully enters the city, the streets, and everything. This is what's happening now. Because nonetheless, we're not ready, we're not prepared, we're incapable of digesting what is going on. And therefore, this is a new era, and let's not say that we're ready, but it's dozens of years that it's going on now, it's on the way, and we simply pushed it away, postponed these changes, and really we started postponing it from the beginning of the 20th century, since the times of Balasulam, where he said that we're already in the times of the Messiah. Meaning a force of nature that pulls us to a new level, to a new life, to a new way of seeing reality. All of these things are completely new. We're not ready for all of this. And somehow, we not only have to be ready for this, but also to help it happen, so that somehow the transition will be acceptable. So what's happening today, I'm not considering this a crisis. We're in it for a long time now, only that now we're starting to really experience it in practice. On the flesh, so to speak. There's a tsunami, and it's not like we're standing from afar and, yeah, look at the waves and the ocean, but that it's coming closer. We're saying, God help us, it's death. Yeah. And the reason due to which it causes so much pressure is only because of the economic issues, social health issues, or is there something beyond that, or is it all of it together? How do you see this? Why are people under such stress and pressure? Dr. Lightman, people can't digest this. Again, look at the parallel example, at the example with the tsunami. People were standing on the seashore, enjoying the waves in the ocean. They didn't understand these waves, because really these waves and the depth of the ocean, they weren't that high, because it's deep. But once these waves come closer to the shore, the waves rise, and you see that it's a wall of tens of meters, and you can't run away anymore. Yeah, so we're afraid of what? That we feel that something is coming our way, and Dr. Lightman, now we see that there's a problem up ahead. But still, some of us see the problem, and some say, yeah, it's pretty, it's nice, it's nothing. Let's eat and drink because tomorrow we die. And if we don't die, then, you know, let's not think about this too much. And all of this is because for many, many years, in recent years, we didn't want to listen. That there is a tsunami headed our way. Oh, and what kind of tsunami is it? What kind of change is this? Something was supposed to happen, and we pushed it away, and it's coming now. What does the tsunami want to change? Dr. Lightman, our attitude towards society and the world is everything, that society is uniform, humanity all in all, is a very weak creation that covers only the crust of our planet and just a bit of it. So to understand, digest this and understand that we have to be connected, that we have to better understand and treat nature more subtly, nature that is enabling us to exist. And not that we disregard and destroy everything so crudely. Then, of course, we will not be able to survive. Owen, so the change that is about to happen and was supposed to start decades ago, it's an eco-change, and it's man's attitude toward ecology. Dr. Lightman, ecology isn't only the vegetative and the animate and the still that we're destroying. Ecology is also that we're destroying human society, that we're using our ego so excessively. And the results from the still vegetative and animate that we're destroying in our environment, it's all coming together. We have to understand that we can no longer exist the way we did. we have to change our nature. Humanity has to reach a state where it cares for everything and not that it uses everything however which way it wants. Yeah, in nature, there are many violent eruptions in nature and many changes. But if we look at the animal world, for example, animals don't feel stress. You know, everyone goes their own way. Things happen as they do. And there isn't something that really impairs their ability to function in the animate world. Dr. Lightman, besides man, when man goes and destroys them, this is already a disaster, but they themselves, they only keep the balance between them. Oren, in terms of the stress that animals feel, we now, human beings, feel tremendous stress, so much that it paralyzes us and can really impair a person's health. Dr. Lightman, because we have caused this entire system to completely fall out of balance, Oren, and then this accumulative pressure falls on my head. So I recently feel that I'm on the verge of a heart attack almost constantly. Would you connect me to AKG? You'd see that I'm really on high RPM. Now, in nature, when there's a disaster, how do animals react to this? Dr. Lightman, the way I see and feel animals, I see that they're really suffering, suffering greatly, because they actually feel that their world, that they feel it on the animate level, meaning through all the cells of their body. An animal feels that it's living in its world, the good, the bad forces, everything, but he lives in harmony. An animal lives in harmony with it all, and suddenly it feels that it is about to completely be destroyed. And that wise man, out of his wisdom that's supposed to facilitate the entire system not to fall out of balance, is the one that causes complete disbalance. Yael, people feel pressured. Is that the right place for them to be? This is the question. Eventually, there's a certain state where if you feel no pressure, you don't move, you do nothing. If you feel too much stress and pressure, you can't function. Sometimes you don't even hear or see anything due to the inner overload that you're experiencing. And the question is, what is the right amount of pressure that a person has to be under? Dr. Lightman, here there really has to be a worldwide educational system, because we're advancing, and that's for sure, toward a state where people will start going crazy. Really going crazy. Losing their nerve in a way that who's going to keep the nuclear weapons for someone not to, you know, fire a missile. You know, people like having the suitcase next to the American president, Russian president, that only a few people can push the button. You know what we depend on? On the nerves of several people. And if there is serious pressure, who knows what might happen? Sure, we can say one way or another, everything is in the hands of heavens, besides the fear of heavens. Yael, and in relation to an ordinary person, what is the right amount of pressure that a person should be under in order for him, on the one hand, not to say, everything's fine and won't move at all, and on the other hand, that he won't be too pressured in order for him to be able to function and think rationally? Dr. Lightman, I think that just as we talked about this in the past dozens of years, we have to continue nothing will help humanity besides a method, an educational method. We have to publicize this new kind of education, how to prepare a person for this new form of life. Were we not to give a child education, were we not to educate him in kindergarten, school, university, different places, and then he goes to work in different places? Were a child not given this, it would have been a savage, unfit for life. This is what we need. Everything depends on education, on preparing humanity, not just one single person or even a single nation, because today we see how we're all interconnected. We have to educate humanity, teach them about this new state, this new degree that all of us, the entire planet, is entering. Owen, so you're saying that this new knowledge that a person will acquire, it will give a person, it will decrease the paralyzing pressure that a person feels, will allow his heart to calm down, and will give them the ability to grasp things in a new way. So the means that you believe in that will bring down the paralyzing pressure is giving a person new knowledge, information. Dr. Lightman, this is what we start with. Until this knowledge starts working in him, like with a child that you explain to him, you play with him, so it will enter him in different ways, and then by that, he reaches inner changes. Yael, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, could there be a serious storm on the outside and on the inside a person will feel calm? Dr. Leitman, he won't feel that there is a storm outside. I don't feel that there is a storm outside. When I hear you, then yes, I'm included with what you feel. I dress in you, suppose. I understand that you, from what I know, you're working with in prisons and different places, and therefore you have a general feeling of the public that is in a kind of impaired state, especially in this new era. I myself don't see it, meaning I can see it, but I can't really dress in the public. First of all, I'm disconnected from the public. Secondly, I see where it's leading the public. Where is it taking everyone? And therefore, I no longer feel the blow as a blow, like a person that, what's going to happen? And he's standing in the middle of the street, crying like a little child left alone at home. I see the process. I see the direction. And I also see the result. So you can't compare what I feel and what a person, an ordinary person off the street feels. Yael, and according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, what advice can you give a person, an ordinary person who didn't choose to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, but he does appreciate the wisdom? What can you offer him today in order to help him calm this severe tension that he is experiencing? Like we said, that people can go crazy. Dr. Lightman, besides the correct perspective of where is the current state situation taking us, I have nothing to give, but that helps. It'll help him in everything. Yeah, it will give him a sense of confidence. Dr. Lightman, confidence, correct participation, support, supporting everyone and for everyone to support him. Sure. Owen, some people say that if you want to feel less stress, stop listening to the news. I know people that simply stop listening to the news. It's not that they don't know that now there's quarantine or that you have to wear a mask. They're aware of that. But beyond the instructions given to the public, they simply do not listen to the news. What do you think about this approach? Because I'm kind of critical about it. seems to me kind of, oh, doesn't matter. What do you think? Dr. Leitman, such a person, one way or another, is detached from life. The big, necessary, real things, he has to hear them. I remember my teacher, next to which I was for many years and for many hours every day. He used to listen to the news. Suppose we went someplace. He says, soon there's news. I'll put on the radio, turn on the radio. I turned it on. He'd listen for a minute or a minute and a half, the first minute and a half, then turn it off. Oh, and so you're not in favor of disconnecting in order to decrease the pressure, Dr. Leitman. No, that's not treatment. By that, I'm disconnected from the public, from the people, from the world. It's as though I was given some kind of sedative and sleeping pill. Oh, and sometimes the pressure that we feel, that really is even sometimes on the level of hysteria. We see that our family feels it too, even our children. In the reality that is going on around us today, how can we calm the children down a bit, Dr. Leitman? Through knowledge, there too, you have no choice. They are living in a new generation. These are souls that are ready to accept this information. Oren, what should I tell them? Dr. Leitman, that all this is coming to us in order for us to connect, and that by the force of connection that we will generate between us, we will be able to overcome all troubles and problems. And really, according to the plan of nature, this is what we have to do. Nature wants for us to be connected as one man and one heart. Yael, and this will calm us down. People that will work to the favor of connection will be more calm. Dr. Leitman, of course. Of course. Yael, so our viewers, or we, what can we do in order to really, what can we really do in order to start connecting more? Dr. Leitman, this is what we did. At least for the past 20 years, at least, even 30 years, the method of correction. Method of correction of humanity. This is what we need to keep on publicizing today. And again, to get everything that we have, even from the past, Owen, in terms of a viewer that's listening, that's not going to publicize anything to anyone, maybe to his children, he's going to tell them something because it's a very pressuring situation. Today, children, they changed. This period really changes children. It's not simple to sit at home for so long, and even if you go someplace, it's only once in a while with masks, limitations. Their world really changed completely. They're very social creatures. They used to play all day long with their friends, and you don't have that. And suddenly everything changed from one end to the other. Children feel stressed. They're fed up with all of this. They want for this to end already. They can't hear the word corona anymore, and they're already tired of it. And it really hurts them mentally. So if previously you said that what I have to explain to my children, that all of this is happening in order for us to connect, to feel closer to each other, give me some practical tip that I can recommend to my child in relation to his friends so that they can start working on their connection. He plays with his friends, but today it's even limited. It's limited. And practical tip, Dr. Leitman, through computer games, every house has a computer. Every child has a computer. All the more, please, bring him all his games, and if you don't have such games, make such games so that they can work on their connection. Owen, what do you mean games that work on connection? Dr. Lightman, that through these games, they will see what does it mean to be connected, how good it is, that it brings balance, calms things down. Owen, and the definition of being connected, what does that mean? Is there something new here in the type of connection between people? Dr. Lightman, to be connected to others, it means that I feel the other and the other feels me, and both of us feel each other, and we're thinking similarly, and we feel similarly, and that between us there's connection. Owen, are we advancing toward a new kind of connection that we weren't familiar with up until now? Dr. Lightman, of course, because today reality is forcing us to be engaged in this. Owen, so what do we have to innovate in this regard? Dr. Lightman, that we're building a new reality in which we're connected. Owen, why, if we will build a reality in which we will feel more connected, will it calm each of us down? Dr. Lightman, it will calm all of nature down. Owen, why, Dr. Lightman? Because that's what's missing. By our connection, we start suiting nature. We become compatible with the global and integral nature, where all of us start existing in a single mechanism, in a single system. We don't want to touch anything in nature. We don't want to harm people. We don't want to be against something, but in favor of. As a result of our growing connection, we want to come to an integral world where everything's interconnected, where everything's functioning only according to connection. Owen, thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. What is your hope for this period, Dr. Lightman? You know me. Owen, you hope that what will happen, Dr. Lightman, that people will hear, will listen, and will take it with them on their journey. Owen, thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.